It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of December. We're very close to closing out the year as we only have two trading sessions left for the 2024 calendar year. And it's going to be an interesting finish to the end of the year. But for the fourth week of December, we actually posted gains. We'll talk about it after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for December, and we brought some gains into the marketplace. Now, as we wrap things up on the short trading week of Christmas, we did see gains pretty much in the corn and in the wheat market, but soybeans struggled. Of course, this week we've been seeing a variety of news come in to help give the market some direction, and of course, towards the end of the week, we were trading off of more so profit-taking and positioning ahead of year-end and ahead of the end of the week. But we also did see some positive fundamental news that come in to support the market, especially for wheat and corn. Strong exports helped support the market on Friday, whereas weak exports kind of put some pressure in on soybeans. We also saw weather coming in and doing a contributing factor to help support the corn market, as Argentina is continuing to expect it to be warmer and drier than average, and that might impact the corn production. For soybeans, we continue to see good rains across much of Brazil, and that is keeping some pressure in on the soybean market. But we did see a little bit of a bounce this week off of profit-taking and year-end position squaring. By the time we wrapped it up for the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gaining 5 cents. Chicago wheat was up 13 to 14 cents, while Kansas City was up 9 to 10. Over in the corn market, we saw 7 to 9 cent gains, and also we're trading up against above major resistance. That's helping to push the corn market as well. Soybeans did finish up about 5 to 10 cents, while soybean meal was up $6 to $8. Bean oil was the weakest, and that was only about 4 to 12 cents higher. Canola also putting in a good performance, finishing up anywhere from $3 to $12. In the cattle markets, we did see a push late in the week that pushed it higher to finish the week higher. We saw live cattle gain anywhere from 2 to 2.25, while we saw feeder cattle gaining almost $5 to $6. Over in the lean hog market, we struggled as we lost anywhere from $1 to $2. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $1. Gold was down $10.50. The dollar was up 0.4 cents. Dow Jones was only 25 points higher.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.